Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast from SkyTerra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, back with you today with another 5-minute focus created to help you feel better and live the life you were meant to live. This week's talk is about the true definition of passion. At this time last year, we had no idea what was coming. We had no clue that a pandemic was right around the corner. At SkyTerra, our guest census was looking strong. We thought that last year was the year. This was our time. Everything seemed to be falling into place. As I reflect back, I remember having the toughest conversations of my career. At first, it started off by talking to guests. We explained to them daily that we were monitoring the situation, as scary as it was. And should it get worse, we told them we may have to shut down. There were many who left immediately and others who just didn't want to go because they felt safe. Over the final weeks, the census dropped dramatically. Our old campus became a ghost town. SkyTerra got ready to close. That wasn't the half of it, because all along the way, I was thinking about our people, our team. Of course, I was concerned with how we were going to save the business, how we were going to keep fulfilling our mission. But my bigger concern was, how do we keep this team together? How do we not lose the people who make SkyTerra, SkyTerra? Over the 5 years that I've been at SkyTerra, we've had amazing people on this team. I know if you've joined us before, you know these people. They're people who have been engaged in their roles, people who have shared their passion, people who have shown such high levels of commitment. Real quote, from the moment you walk in, you feel their warmth and truly honest hospitality. This is not corporate America, or better to say, this is not run by a large and rigid corporation, as many other retreats are. When you walk into SkyTerra, you can feel these folks really care. Now, I don't think most organizations can say their teams operate like this. When you look at the workforce today, most employees, maybe even you, are not engaged or actively disengaged in their job. And more often than not, it's assumed that employees lack passion for their roles. There's this idea that they don't care enough to put anything more into their jobs than the bare minimum. They don't have passion. But what if I told you it's not a lack of passion at all? What if passion is simply misunderstood? What if your perception of passion is just too small? Showing up with passion often means being present and willing to suffer for what you love. The fact of the matter is that you deserve to live out your passion. You deserve to always have a purpose in life. When you show up at work, or show up with your family, or simply wake up every morning, you have to remember that you have a strong voice. Your voice is important. Just like you, when I get busy, I forget this. And just like you, I can only channel passion and purpose if I dig deep into the soil of my heart each day and suffer. I want to thank you for joining us today. If you're looking to get back passion and purpose, head to skyterraathome.com and check out our SkyTerra virtual program. It's an opportunity to have touch points with all of the people who make SkyTerra SkyTerra and all of the components of our program that will help you move forward in your life. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. You can subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If you know someone who might benefit from this podcast, please share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.